Chapter 14. Initial Steps in Writing and Publishing the Great Controversy Story.
The 1858 Great Controversy Vision. The Vision, March 14, 1858. In this vision at Lovett's Grove, Ohio, most of the matter of the great controversy which I had seen 10 years before was repeated, and I was shown that I must write it out. That I should have to contend with the powers of darkness, for Satan would make strong efforts to hinder me, but angels of God would not leave me in the conflict, that in God must I put my trust. Spiritual Gifts, Volume 2, page 270. See Life Sketches, page 162. Satan's Attack. Monday we commenced our journey homeward. While riding in the cars, we arranged our plans for writing and publishing the book called The Great Controversy, immediately on our return home. I was then as well as usual. On the arrival of the train at Jackson, we went to Brother Palmer's. We had been in the house but a short time when, as I was conversing with Mr. P., my tongue refused to utter what I wished to say and seemed large and numb. A strange, cold sensation struck my heart, passed over my head, and down my right side. For a while I was insensible, but was aroused by the voice of earnest prayer. I tried to use my left arm and limb, but they were perfectly useless. For a short time, I did not expect to live. Writing the controversy story. For several weeks, I could not feel the pressure of the hand, nor the coldest water poured upon my head. In rising to walk, I often staggered and sometimes fell to the floor. In this condition, I commenced to write The Great Controversy. I could write at first but one page a day, then rest three, but as I progressed, my strength increased. The numbness in my head did not seem to becloud my mind, and before I closed that work, Spiritual Gifts, Volume 1, the effect of the shock had entirely left me. Page 272 of Spiritual Gifts, Volume 2. Shown Satan's Hindering Tactics. At the time of the conference at Battle Creek, June 1858, I was taken off in vision. In that vision, I was shown that in the sudden attack at Jackson, Satan designed to take my life to hinder the work I was about to write. But angels of God were sent to my rescue, to raise me above the effects of Satan's attack. I saw, among other things, that I should be blessed with better health than before the attack at Jackson. Also from Spiritual Gifts. Spiritual Gifts, Volumes 3 and 4. Writing Old Testament History, 1863 to 1864. After we returned from the East, December 21 of 1863, I commenced to write Spiritual Gifts, Volume 3, expecting to have a book of a size to bind in with the testimonies to help compose Spiritual Gifts, Volume 4. As I wrote, the matter opened before me, and I saw it was impossible to get all I had to write on Old Testament history in as few pages as I at first designed. The matter opened, and Volume 3 was full, 304 pages. Then I commenced on Volume 4, but before I had my work finished, while preparing the health matter for the printers, I was called to go to Monterey. We went and could not finish the work there as soon as we expected. I was obliged to return to finish the matter for the printers. I had written almost constantly for above 1 year. I generally commenced writing at 7 in the morning and continued until 7 at night. And then left writing to read proof sheets. Manuscript 7, 1867. Compiler's note. Book publishing at this time was done somewhat in piecemeal. While the writing was in progress, the type was hand-set, and actual printing might commence before the last of the manuscript was completed. Thus, writing and reading proof sheets could run at the same time. Author's preface recognized vision source. In presenting this, my third little volume to the public, I am comforted with the conviction that the Lord has made me His humble instrument in shedding some rays of precious light upon the past. Sacred history relating to holy men of old is brief. Since the great facts of faith connected with the history of holy men of old have been opened to me in vision, also the important fact that God has nowhere lightly regarded the sin of the apostate, I have been more than ever convinced that ignorance as to these facts, and the wily advantage taken of this ignorance by some who know better, are the grand bulwarks of infidelity. If what I have written upon these points shall help any mind, let God be praised. When I commenced writing, I hoped to bring all into this volume, but am obliged to close the history of the Hebrews, take up the cases of Saul, David, Solomon, and others, and treat upon the subject of health in another volume. Spiritual Gifts, Volume 3, pages 5 and 6, E.G. White Preface. Compiler's Note: Spiritual Gifts, Volume 4, was published in 1864. Enlargements of this initial presentation appeared in The Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 1, 1870, and Patriarchs and Prophets in 1890.